A Merry Christmas or holiday to every single one of our patrons. And we here at What a Time to Be Alive wanted to thank you for the support that you've shown us throughout the year. And simply, what better way to show that than with a bit of holiday cheer and a poem for you, the listeners. 'Twas the night before Venus, when all through the flat not a creature was stirring, not even a rat. The diapers were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Venus soon would be there. Pat, Kath, and Eli nestled snug in their beds, while soundboard effects played in their heads. And Shelby in his kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our noggins for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon glanced off the titty of the new fallen snow, giving a luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eyes did I see? But thousands of flies, they were finally free. And a little raccoon, so totally smashed, the city hunter came by to take him out back. Then as rapid as seagulls to pepperoni they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Michael, now Channels, now Mainpod and Bonus, on Lance DeBubos, on guest host Luke Mones, to the top of the studio, as quick as an elf. Did I mention I've seen a bird kill itself? As iguanas that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky. So up to the housetop, the insects, they flew, with a sleigh full of moon pies, and St. Venus, too. And then, in a twinkling, I heard on the roof the bizzing and buzzing of each little fly hoof. As I drew out my gun and was turning around, down the chimney St. Venus came with a bound. He was dressed all in merch, from his head to his foot, but his merch, it was tarnished with urine and soot. A bundle of moon pies, as they hung from his wrist, he looked like a toddler with a fistful of gifts. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry, his cheeks like little roses, his nose like a cherry, his droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin was yellow like snow. The stump of a cigarette he held in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a round little belly that shook like a sarcophagus full of fresh mummy jelly. He was chubby and hobbling, a right little goblin, soaked down with sweat, maybe a glandular problem. A wink of his eye and a twist of his belt scared me a bit, in fact, scared me to hell. He spoke not a word, but crouched in the dark. He filled all the diapers, then returned to the hearth, and laying his finger aside of his nose, he whispered, "Criminal Minds is an excellent show." Then he sprang to his sleigh, to his bugs, gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Best of luck to all, and to all a good night." Thank you ever so much, and have a wonderful holiday.